This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So as Queen Elizabeth II is now buried with her husband Philip, and King Charles III is now the King of England, people have still been questioning how did Queen Elizabeth die at the age of 96. And it seemed to be, for those of us kind of watching from the outside, that it went kind of quickly, where she was at her jubilee, she was, you know, still waving to individuals. She looked well, but she looked like she was losing weight. And then we came to find out on the morning of, and I apologize, the day. Let me pull it up because I want to get this exact. Was this September 10th? I apologize. That on the morning of, September 8th, at about 3:10, or actually the morning of it, that her health was failing, and that family needed to rush to be by her bedside. As family rushed to be by her bedside, we then found out that she passed, and then they made a formal announcement. Now, when things like this happen, you know, you're not going to get all the details. People want privacy. I mean, if I'm on the toilet, and I'm always worried about, you know, I'm going to be constipated, and I'm going to induce a heart attack, and I'm going to fall off the toilet, I don't want anybody knowing that. You know, I want, if God forbid I leave, I want the story to be, yeah, Dahlia was, you know, having sex, you know, and after, you know, she gave Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen or Tom Brady the most pleasure they ever had, she left and went to heaven. Not that I would go to heaven, because if I was sleeping with them, that would mean I was cheating on my husband. But that's how I would want people to say I left. I don't want people to say, oh, yeah, you know, I was pushing, I was constipated, didn't take my mag citrate, and, you know, I ended up, you know, having a bad Valsalva, and I lost cardiac output somehow and went into an arrhythmia, and who knows, or stroked. So they're saying that Queen Elizabeth died of quote-unquote natural causes. Now, people have been writing me going, and natural causes, and we don't have that. The royal family, and understandably so, is just leaving it at that, where she died of natural causes. Now, people always ask, well, what does that mean? When you die from natural causes, does that mean you die from a hurricane? Do you die from, you know, you're older? Do you die in your sleep? It's very vague on purpose. Natural causes mean, to me as a physician, that it wasn't one single event that took a person who was going to live for an extended period of time and truncate their life short. Now, mind you, when you do pass, it usually occurs because your heart stops. So you could say cardiac arrest, could say heart attack. You know, when that heart stops beating, that life is over. So, you know, a death certificate could say that. But when they say natural causes, it means, look, this is something that they were, you know, nature was trying to bring him back. God was trying to bring him back to him. And they were taking medicines to still try to, you know, fight things. And the natural progression of things was they were going to slowly leave. But there is always a point where, with the exception of those who might be brain dead and in a coma, but there is a, obviously there was a point in time where we could say, look, this is what made things change. But when we use the term natural causes, is it wasn't that somebody was hit by a bus. It wasn't that somebody all of a sudden got COVID and got sick, and if they didn't get COVID, they would have been fine. So natural causes means her heart probably was ailing, her kidneys were probably ailing, and then, you know, or something, and then, or respiratory, and then things just gave up. You did see that she lost a lot of weight. She was working, by the way, 96 years old. Queen Elizabeth III was working till the day she, till the week she died. And I think she welcomed the new Prime Minister of England. You saw she was skinnier, but she was dressed, she was smiling. So I'm blown away by her work ethic. And even though, yeah, she might not have put in a 15-hour day, she still worked even, you know, hours before leaving this world. But right now, the cause of death is just reported as that. I don't have too much more on her birth certificate. They just kind of keep it pretty, generic. But, they said it was peaceful, and that's what we want to know. Another thing that people always ask is, how do you know that there's going to be that time? So you'll hear where people are being asked to rush by the bedside. And, you know, so many of us who have passed, you know, James Gandolfini, Elvis, my father, there was no time to rush by the bedside. It was sudden, and they left. But sometimes individuals with heart disease, like heart failure, cancer, we could tell as a physician that this might be the day or the next hour or two. And sometimes some of the signs of that is lack of coherency, confusion, yellowing of the eyes, the skin changing color, the output, the swelling. And so, you know, I rushed to my grandmother's bedside. I had to fly across the country. And I think she was able to see me, but she was hooked up to a vent and all that. And it was, you know, and they were talking about, do we pull the plug? And I'm like, well, not yet, because her eyes are open. And then she ended up passing. So, and it's sad. I don't want to, you know, depress anybody, but doctors can tell you, medical professionals can tell you if it looks like something is happening. But not always is it going to be that movie Hollywood style, you know, they're in bed, they're talking, they're saying, hey, you know, Bob, I'm proud of you, you do this. Mary, you know, you've always made me proud. You're the love, you know, of my life. Here's my last piece of advice. And then they put their head back on their pillow and then they go goodbye. That's not the way it is. Usually when people are asked to rush by the bedside, the patient is already out of it. And, you know, they might be able to blink or hold hands or be able to crack a little smile sometimes, or sometimes they might not be conscious. So I'm glad they got to spend the final moments with her. It's just we're not going to get a lot of details. May she rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, checking in with my family. My family sounds like they're doing okay. As I said, not everybody evacuated. Depending on where they lived, they felt that they were going to be on a safer part of the state, although it looked like the hurricane hit the whole entire state somehow. In terms of flooding and in terms of the catastrophic damage, it's still too early to tell. The storm is still battering now central Florida and now eastern Florida. In fact, they expect the Hurricane Ian to re-strengthen as it starts to go up and hit the Carolinas. So the storm is now projected to regain its hurricane strength. It's going to head north. It's next going to hit South Carolina. President Biden said this could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. Right now, we have hundreds of people, maybe thousands, that are missing, that we, that rescue forces and first responders are only now able to go out there and venture and try to find people. But if you've seen the videos and you've seen the footage, we've seen houses completely submerged. So would like to assume that everybody left in that area. But if they didn't, they're stuck. You are also seeing pictures of people in waist-deep water. So those individuals who didn't leave, then are they going to get sick? Are they exposed to chemicals in the floodwater? Are they going to find food? They obviously have no transportation. They can't drive their car in their flood. They don't have electricity. So then we worry about the aftermath, too. So the storm is still moving across the state. They say it could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. Biden said the numbers are still unclear, but we are hearing early reports of what might be substantial loss of life. Hurricane Ian killed three in Cuba. At least three people died. It was previously reported that there were two deaths, but a third person is now confirmed. Unsure how the victim died. In Florida, we have 2.6 million people still without power. More as the storm still tries to make its way out of the state. In Hardy County, which includes Bowling Green and Wauchula, 100% of customers, all 9,500, are without power. Now, Tampa International Airport is going to reopen tomorrow. They had to shut down. It was not seriously damaged by the storm. They are going to reopen on Friday. And then FAA, TSA, and everybody's going to hopefully take the necessary steps to resume business. But the airport's still closed today. So we have thousands of individuals and flights that have been affected and diverted, people stranded in Florida who didn't want to be there when the storm hit, people wanting to get to Florida that can't, and then now Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina are in danger of the storm. They say there's the surge along the coasts. That obviously is going to be very, very concerning for Northeast Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Hence, a storm surge warning has been given. And it warns of a danger of life-threatening inundation from rising water moving inland from the coastline. There's a video in Fort Myers of the streets near the beach, but it's a household, it's a neighborhood that is still a little inland, maybe by a block or two. And you see the street just kind of wet from some rain, and then you start to see some flooding, but you can still see the street. And then you see flooding, and then you see flooding coming from another area, and you could tell that there's a downgrade, you know, going one direction. And then all of a sudden you start to see the homes become submerged. Now, it was a time-lapse video, but we really take for granted the land we're on and the dryness we're on. And I've spoken about this to y'all when we talk about climate change and you know, how people think what we're doing right now, you know, is causing the hurricane to happen right now. But I've told you for years, you know, flying across the Grand Canyon, flying across Florida, Florida just has this look like it's going underwater. And it's not, I got family there and they're safe and they're, you know, above ground and there are higher elevations. But when you fly across, you know, parts of Florida, you just, you know, look at it as you just wonder if, you know, the water is just so low, or the elevation is just so low, and it's such at sea level that as changes happen, and changes always happen with climate, if they're just going to get more wet. And I've noticed this for 30 years flying to Florida. See, and whereas Grand Canyon and the desert just seems to be getting drier, and I don't want to say necessarily taller, because you won't change your elevation. But then again, if the sea level drops, then you're not at sea level, you're higher. But it just seems to be getting drier. Florida seems to be getting wetter. And so, sadly, this might be something where as things shift, those states and cities and communities that are right there on the water, that you know, don't... So Hawaii, at least, you have younger mountains, younger volcanic mountains that people can go to for higher elevation when hurricanes come. Now, mind you, there's only so much of the island, so over thousands of years, that could be an issue. But currently, right now, Hawaii does sadly, you know, get storm surge, tsunamis, and things like that, people can still go up the mountains. You could just go inland and go higher. Florida does have more inland, but, you know, when you look at, like, the Appalachian Mountains and you look at the east, they're not as high and peaked as on the west, so because they're older and they've had more wind erosion. And so you just wonder if the natural, you know, if we didn't have cars and all that, and somebody was, you know, looking at this, you know, hundreds of years ago and said, look, I think this is where things are going, I would agree with them even today. Where just the east is getting, the east might be just getting more wet. I don't want to say sinking, but sadly, you know, we're going to see some, you know, changes along the east coast and possibly more flooding. Hurricane warning has been issued for the coast of South Carolina as of now. Now, many of you have asked, what's happening to the older individuals? We have a lot of vulnerable people in Florida. So emergency crews have been evacuating residents from some of the nursing homes. We're being told that Orange County Fire and Rescue crews had to escort elderly residents on stretchers and bring them to buses parked in front of the Orlando Nursing Center, because that city is being inundated with life-threatening and catastrophic flooding. It stopped ambulances and theme parks have had to close. There, we have rescue operations going on, but also we're trying to move residents that can't move themselves. And so they say fire rescue crews moved into one of the nursing homes, and there was like wind and there, you know, the storm conditions were still rough, but they were carrying elderly residents out in stretchers and bringing them to nearby buses so they could take them to nearby stretchers. Ian was downgraded to a tropical storm earlier today, but it is going to, what they believe is going to beef back up into a hurricane. And so with older individuals, it's tricky. This, you know, Florida has been a paradise for people from Northeast and who lived in snow. And I, you know, I didn't have a lot of relatives that moved down there because they didn't, you know, they didn't have the money to be back east and move down there. But those who have moved there actually were from California, a lot of them. And I don't have a lot of family, but Florida was less expensive. Florida didn't, you didn't have to worry about necessarily the earthquakes and things like that, but you are put in hurricane, you know, path, sadly. And so a lot of individuals, they like the weather. They, yeah, it's wetter. There's more humidity. And so for older individuals, that could bother them, but it's not as bad as having to shovel snow and deal with, you know, roofs and icicles and cold weather. And so going down to Florida is a paradise, especially with no state income tax as well. So things are cheaper in Florida than they are in California. And for those of you wanting to dodge a lot of the politics and ultra-liberal policies, Florida, you know, sometimes gives a haven for that. So I think California is one of the most beautiful states in the nation, but it is. It's expensive to live. So you have a lot of elderly that go to Florida because you don't usually get a lot of bad weather. But if hurricanes do continue to hit this hard, then it's not then the most ideal place to retire. And, you know, people have been going down to Phoenix. Don't have to worry about hurricanes in Phoenix. Don't have to worry about hurricanes in Vegas, but it's dry. Vegas is great. A lot of seniors love to come out here to Vegas because there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things seniors can do. But I got to tell you, it's starting to get expensive, too. Homes are getting expensive. We also have crime. And, you know, people say, well, yeah, but I could go play bingo. Bingo's getting expensive. Man, I take people to play bingo. It's getting costly. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Mexico has become the deadliest place in the world for environmental and land defense activists, according to a global survey released Wednesday, and the Yaqui indigenous people of northern Mexico are still mourning the killing of water defense leader Tomas Rojo, found dead in June of 2021. Mexico saw 54 activists killed in 2021 compared to 33 in Colombia and 26 in Brazil. The group recorded the deaths of 200 activists worldwide in 2021. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. The launch on Thursday came hours after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed from South Korea, the last stop of a four-day Asian trip on which she emphasized the U.S. commitment to defend its allies in the face of increasing North Korea threats. Finally, Aaron Judge has done it. He tied Roger Maris's American League record of 61 home runs in the season. This was during an 8-3 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Really quickly, one of you asked, what is the quarter test that people are doing to see if their food is safe in their refrigerator? It's not anything I would, per se do now if your power is out and you're in Florida, but what they're talking about is if you're worried about your refrigerator not working or your freezer not working, one thing you could do is you could freeze a cup of water and then you stick something on there, like a marble or a quarter. And because ice is solid, the marble or the quarter will sit on the top of the ice. You stick it back in the freezer. If you come back after a day or so, or you start to notice that the marble or the quarter is at the bottom of the cup, well, that means the ice melted and then refroze, insinuating the power went out. It went out for a certain amount of time, long enough for ice to melt, and then it refroze. That is supposed to suggest that you lost enough power where your food might not be fresh anymore to throw it out. If, however, the marble or the quarter only went down about a centimeter or two, then that could mean there was a little bit of defrosting, refroze. I still don't like the idea of any power being out, but some people are suggesting it means you're probably still okay because the power turned back on quick enough. Now, I think it's a cool thing to do before you go on vacation, because you don't know if the power went out when you went on vacation. The thing is, if you're going on vacation, you're really not pretty much going to eat any of the perishables. But we have a lot of frozen foods, and you don't want to eat frozen food that thawed and then refroze. So it's a trick you can do if you're worried about your freezer and you're worried about some of the food that you were hoping that would be able to hold when you got back from vacation, or if you did have this, you know, like a natural disaster. So it's interesting. It makes sense. It's pretty simple because, again, it's based on, you know, did the ice thaw? And if the ice thawed, that means your freezer wasn't working. Yeah. So it's cute. But when in doubt, throw it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you want to know what's going on with COVID. Are COVID cases up or down? In some areas, COVID's been going down. In other areas, it's been going up. Now, I haven't been able to look at, I'm licensed in 12 states, so I haven't been able to stratify where I'm getting more of my COVID patients yet. But I've had cases in Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Minnesota, Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, Washington. So I haven't had anybody calling from Guam yet, but we don't really get a lot of Guam patients. So I'm still seeing cases come in. In terms of globally, South Carolina has reported in the last 24 hours another 30,000 cases. Italy in the last day, 37,000 cases. Japan, 42,000. Russia, 38,000. Taiwan, 44,000 cases. So my issue is whenever we start to see in Asia or Europe cases start to rise, we usually follow weeks later. The UK had reported some rises in hospitalizations, and it's the end of September, we're going into October. So we're at risk not only for COVID but flu. And even though we got off pretty good not dealing with flu the last couple years, it is coming back. And they are saying that we should be expecting a twindemic. In fact, Texas has reported a quadrupling of cases in the last month. So we've spoken about how that works. We usually follow what happens in the southern hemisphere. Australia has been reporting, look, guys, we got flu. Pre-pandemic rates, we're back, we have flu. Why do we have flu? Well, COVID got weaker. In order for you to get sick, we've spoken about this, a virus needs to get into your cell. Sometimes it just takes one cell. Most of the time it takes multiple. But if you get a dose of flu or you get a dose of COVID and you get them at the same time, somebody is breathing both of it on you, they are going to compete for the cells. Whoever gets into the cell first is able to tell the cell what to genetically do and make. All right? If COVID got in, that cell's going to make more COVID. If flu got in, that cell's going to make more flu. And so flu and COVID were trying to compete back in 2019, and flu didn't know what hit it. In 2019, in the fall of 2019, I had people calling in saying, look, my flu test was negative, but I'm still sick, and I feel horrible, but I don't have a high fever. And we didn't know it was COVID at the time. They then said, oh, yeah, we only got it in January. No, no, no. I was seeing cases November. Easy. I don't know about October because I don't remember back that far. But I remember around Thanksgiving, I'm like, huh, this is, your flu's negative, huh? What's going on here? And so flu was already starting to be displaced. This was a new virus that was in a lab, whether it was, it just mutated differently because it was in an artificial environment or if somebody messed around with it. It was such that it was stronger and could get into our respiratory tree before flu could. Well, if flu, the virus, this is back in 2019, didn't have cells that it could latch onto, then it couldn't propagate. Now, we still had flu cases. We still had a bunch of flu, but not as much as you would see in previous years. And some flu seasons are mild. Some flu seasons are pretty heavy. Now, when flu did not find a host, okay, it did the best it could with whatever hosts there were, and the flu keeps traveling around and finding where it could go. And we have had people with flu the past couple years. It's just nobody, we aren't having a lot of people test for it. Last year they were talking about flu Rona because some people tested positive for flu. But remember, we have millions of individuals using telemedicine. So with telemedicine, they're, you know, and I say, you know what, your fever's kind of high. This could be flu. Go get tested. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to go in. It's going to cost money. So they're like, well, if I don't think I'm going to die from the flu, why am I going to go test for it? So I think we've still had flu cases, but it just not to the degree that was bringing people to the hospital. Now, did flu just then go away and say, well, you know what, I've been benched, so I'm just going to go home and hang out in my basement? No. Remember, the flu is a virus, and its job is to evolve and thrive and live. So it started to find opportunity when individuals started to have better immunity towards COVID, whether it was natural immunity, whether it was artificial immunity. But when COVID wasn't able to take over the cell as viciously, flu did. Now, remember, Omicron was rough. Omicron in December, January hit a bunch of us. And it didn't matter if we were vaccinated or not. It hit us hard. Those who were vaccinated might not have ended up in the hospital as much as the unvaccinated, but still, vaccinated people got Omicron. So Omicron was very, very smart and could still beat flu to the punch. Well, now it might be weaker. Plus, we're vaccinated. Plus, we have natural immunity. So now flu's going to make its way back. And so, remember, nature's job is to just stay alive. That's all they have to do 24/7. It's just figure out how to stay alive and how to keep the host alive long enough to be able to spread the virus and sneeze and cough it off. If the virus is too deadly, the host dies, and then it can't spread as quickly. That's why Ebola, even though we've had a horrible epidemic of it, it couldn't reach coronavirus proportions because it would kill the person too quickly. So, you know, I am expecting a flu season. I can't really say how bad it's going to be, but it might be close to pre-pandemic. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't tell you how many parents would tell me that when their kid wouldn't go to sleep and they had trouble sleeping, they would give their kids Benadryl. And I'm like, oh, please don't do that. And they're like, but I can't sleep and the kid won't sleep. And parents would joke about it. Comedians would joke about. And when they would travel with their kids and fly with their kids, they'd give their kids melatonin or Benadryl to knock them out. And it's a no joke because for any of you that struggle with insomnia, once you can't use the over-the-counter medications and they don't cut it, you have a real problem. and you struggle, and not being able to fall asleep, and some people will go days without sleeping. You can't drive, you can't work, you start to lose your mind. So the last thing we want is our children to start getting dependent on sleep aids. Well, what has been now more popular than the Benadryl is melatonin, especially since melatonin comes in these yummy gummies. They really are delicious. I've had a melatonin gummy. I'm like, dang, it's yummy. And officials keep telling parents to stop it. Don't be giving your kids melatonin. In fact, melatonin poisonings in children have shot up 530% since 2012. And you don't know what you're getting because a lot of these are over-the-counter. And the medication, you know, we don't want the average adult on more than 3 milligrams or 5 milligrams. Some of these gummies are 10. They say the number of children being hospitalized after ingesting melatonin has surged sixfold. When you take too much, these kids could be vomiting, diarrhea, they could even have seizures, especially in kids with low tolerance. Not to mention, you don't also know what the hell else is in there because it's an over-the-counter preparation. It's not necessarily FDA inspected and approved. So our bodies, the reason why melatonin is used is because our bodies naturally produce it. And what happens is our melatonin gets produced when it's nighttime, when we're away from all these artificial lights, and the human body senses, okay, it's nighttime. That's why some of us sometimes sleep better camping. Because, I mean, as long as you're not on your phone and you're not watching, you know, a movie on a tablet. But if you're out there in the stars and you're hearing the, you know, chirping of the locusts and the frogs, and it just relaxes you. It's dark. Maybe the fire is flickering. The fire could be a little stimulatory, but as the fire's winding down, you just start to get a little sleepy. Well, that's your melatonin kicking in based on your environment. But in the last 100, 200 years, we've gone crazy with our electricity. We've gone crazy with entertainment. And so many of us are on our phones before we go to bed. We're on Netflix before we go to bed. I want to see the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series. I'm not going to see that before I go to bed, though, because I won't be able to sleep. And so what the average person is doing is they come home from a long day. They, you know, are with the kids, with the family. Then they want to either, you know, continue working. I mean, I sometimes see patients before I go to bed or watch what they do on TV, whatever. And then all of a sudden it's like 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. They're like, I got to get up at 6. Well, I need to fall asleep fast. I don't have time to lie in bed for 2-3 hours. And then they take something. And then before you know it, they're taking something every day. So melatonin supplements can improve your sleep if you have jet lag, if your circadian rhythm is off, if you work night shifts. But they're classified as a food supplement, so they don't necessarily have the oversight like pharmaceuticals do. It also means that in the gummy, half of it, if you're like, well, I'm just giving my kid a half a gummy, how do you know that half doesn't have more of the medication than the other half? You just don't know. It could not be very consistent. And so fruit punch flavors, chewable ones, sometimes these kids are like, you want to know what? I want more candy. Mommy gave it to me so it's safe. And then these kids could be overdosing on it. Dr. M. Adil Rishi, according to Daily Mail, vice chair of the AASM, which is the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, says the availability of melatonin as gummies and chewable tablets make it more tempting to give children and more likely for them to overdose. Parents should talk directly with their child's healthcare professional before giving their children melatonin products. Often behavioral interventions other than medication are useful in addressing insomnia with children. So melatonin is now the most widely used sleep aids in the U.S. because people couldn't stand how they felt on Unisom and Tylenol PM. And, you know, the Benadryl dries you out and you're groggy the next day. Same thing with the Unisom. But with melatonin, I get headaches from it, so I'm not a big fan. But, you know, people feel that it relaxes them a little bit, and it helps them sleep. Also, people are using gummies. They're using cannabis gummies, the indica. Sativa stimulating indica is more relaxing, so people will use indica strains to help them sleep. But what we really need to be doing is realizing that the more we need sleep aids, the more we're going to be dependent on them. And I see many of you, you're like, oh my God, I got to travel. I'm not going to be able to sleep, so I need something. Well, you can't get that medicine from telemedicine because it's a controlled substance. You got to get it from your doctor. Now, your doctor, you know, might be able to write it in if you call your doctor, but for the most part, a random doctor that you meet online won't be able to write you sleep aids. So the last thing we want is our kids to be in the position that a lot of us adults are, where we're like, I need to figure out what to do because I need to sleep. So one is get them off their computer, their tablets, their phones. They should be starting to wind down. Now, for some of you, they're like, well, I can't control my kid. My kid is going to, what do I do with them for 2 hours at night? Well, one thing that you can do, which, I mean, I used to do with my kids was bubble bath time. That's when they were younger. But if they're kind of in that age where they could bubble bath by themselves, all right, there's things you could do where you're still close by. They're in their bubble bath. Lights are dim. Start to dim the lights. And your house has dimmers. There's ways where you could dim lights. And if not, install those. It also saves on power. Where the kids are already starting to get used to the dimmer light. If you guys could go outside and talk, you know, for about 10, 20 minutes out away from lights and LEDs, that'll also help. And then reading to kids in bed. We used to put our kids to sleep by reading them a bedtime story. Now, my kids, they would, you know, we would like, tuck me in, then you tuck me in, then you tickle them and all that, and they'd all get all riled up, and that was a mess. Or when the boys shared a room, they would just talk and giggle and all that. But you know, when you put them to bed, lights out, you have a little light to read the book, but, you know, don't do it with the lights completely on. Make sure the room is dark. You could also give them, if you want the lights on, you could give them the, not the blindfold. You know when people sleep with the little eye covers? You know, you could do that if the kids, you know, are having trouble sleeping. And then, you know, read something, teach them how to count sheep. I told my son that. My son was having trouble sleeping. I'm like, count sheep. He's like, what? You've never heard of that? Counting sheep? What are you talking about, Mom? Count what sheep? I go, you think about sheep jumping over a fence. One. Two. And it's so boring that you end up falling asleep. And he looked at me like, what the hell is that? They don't know about counting sheep. But there are certain little mental things that you could do or you could have them do that just makes them tired. But don't tell them to think about, you know, I don't know, the latest Marvel movie, you know, Black Adam, and don't have them think about anything exciting. You know, talk to me about school. You know, make sure it's something that's more calming. But you're going to have to help them fall asleep. It's better than giving them drugs. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.